Hello?
Yes, how are you?
Not too bad. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Wes Hamilton.
Your voice broke up. Can you repeat your name?
My name is Wes Hamilton.
Okay, Mr. Hamilton, how can I help you? Are you an existing client?
No.
Okay, so are you looking to have a mobile application developed?
Yes.
I think that's you on the chat, right?
Am I speaking to you on the chat box?
Yes, sir, exactly. It's Rick Martin here from Huff and Mezer, and I think you're on the. All right, how are you doing, sir?
Good. I heard it beeping when I would send the thing, and I'm like, I bet this is the
Yeah. I think
same
you have a few websites open.
guy. That's pretty funny. So here's what I got. I've got an API for an app that's already made. I just need to have an advertising banner that we can control that goes across the top of it. Like it would say Chick-fil-A or whoever we sell ads to. I want to use their app, but I want it to, and they sent me the API for it. I just have to add a layer on the top to have a banner that scrolls with ads,
Okay,
that we have
so
the ability to change it.
Okay, so let me repeat this back to you. You said you have an application and you're looking to serve ads on the application, and you also have an API provided by your vendor or some company
Yes.
that serves ads, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that looks doable. So what technology is the app built on currently?
Do you have the it does Apple or Droid. It's by Honeywell. It's called Total Connect 2.0. You can look at it on the App Store.
It is on the App Store, right? So let me pull that up.
Yeah.
I think I see your domain here that says totalconnect2.com. Is that you?
Yeah, 2.0.
Yeah, there you
No,
go.
at the App Store. If you go to the App Store, it's by Honeywell Alarm Systems is what it is.
Okay. Honeywell Alarm Systems.
Total Connect
Yeah.
2.0.
I think I found it. So it says Wayne Alarms.
Yes.
Wayne Smoke Alarms, right?
Yeah, let's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's residential alarm systems. You can turn it on and off with that app
Gotcha, gotcha.
on your
That's interesting.
phone.
So more like an IoT application, right? That connects with the alarm hardware
Yes.
that's installed.
Yes, but that's already done. The app, and I've got the API for it. I can email it to you. But all I need at the top of that is just to have an advertising banner that scrolls ads that we sell. So it'll just like say we upload graphics to a server that we may own, and it will then, because we don't have to use their app, we can actually make our app talk
Right.
to their app, I guess. But any way that we can make it work, there's no sense to recreate the wheel, I guess, but all we're trying to do is have, and we don't have to brand it Total Connect. It could be our own brand, but we've just got to be able to sell ads and have like Chick-fil-A and maybe Huff and Mezer, go across the top of it or whatever. And then when the customer clicks it obviously takes them to the link.
Right. So, Mr. Hamilton, who owns the application right now? Just to confirm, I mean, Total Connect 2.0, are you the owner, and do you have access to the source code? Honeywell.
Honeywell owns it, but I have the full API to be able to integrate our app into theirs.
Okay. Well, in that case, I think first of all, before I can, commit to something, I'd have to look at the API. And if you could just send that over to me, or if you want to sign an NDA
Yeah.
first and then send that over, even that's fine. So how do you want to go about it?
I'll just send it to you and you look at it. Hang on just a second, see if I can find it here. Chase, here it is.
Meanwhile, I'll just drop my email to you on the chat.
Okay, got it. Okay, there you go.
So Honeywell provides apps as well. I mean, that's new to me. I mean, I've heard about the, you know, the brand, of course, but, you know, I didn't know they offer an application solution as well.
Yeah, they have applications to where you can disarm and arm your alarm system from your phone.
Mm-hmm. So are you like a vendor of Honeywell, or do you just have Honeywell installed, you know, in your enterprise, or do you sell this forward?
I'm a vendor for them.
You're a vendor for them, okay. That makes sense. So you could just, you know, email the API, like attach it to Google Drive if you use a G Suite or Gmail email, or however you like to do it. Yeah.
Essentially, it should be. Let's see. Make sure I send it to the right place.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Did you find my email on the chat?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Let's try that.
And, you know, meanwhile, you're setting that up for me, Mr. Hamilton. How soon do you want to have this completed? I mean, are you on a deadline?
Yeah, kind of as soon as possible type thing.
All right, that's okay. So, yeah, I mean, we have a, you know, I could assign your team, you know, immediately, and this doesn't look like a detailed job. So, you know, this I'll still have to confirm the timeline, but, you know, we can assign a team immediately to the project and get this done. So this would be on both Android and iOS, right?
Yes. Did
okay.
you get the email yet?
Well, let me look it up real quick. Okay, I don't think it has arrived as yet, but I'll just refresh my email and let's wait a couple moments.
Okay. Might be able to just send it to you in the chat box. Hang on 1 second. It's just a link, so let's see.
Yeah. All right, I see the link now, so let me pull this up, and do you have a sign-up for this?
I don't think so. I'm trying to see here if I need it. I know I had a login for that. Let me see if I have. You can try to sign up if you could and see if it'll let you in, and I'll text Chase and see if I need it.
Okay, let me try this and let's just try this real quick. So I do see the list of you know, the different APIs they offer. So which one are we talking about? I mean, it says authorization, thermostat, camera, water leak detector, and a few more.
There may be one that says, okay, here we go. Smart home security.
Smart home security.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
So let me try and sign up on this, and meanwhile I had the page open as well. Alright, so I'm almost there. Just trying to complete the sign up. And, okay, so it says I've registered successfully and you're now logged in, but there are no applications, of course. So, I think I'll need your login in order to be able to log in and see what's going on in there, because this one says I don't have any applications with them.
Okay, I'll get that here. He's texting me right now.
Perfect. So do you want me to call you back and say what time do I call you back then?
Let me see if he's texting me right now. Let me see if he sends this to me.
All right. Okay. So meanwhile, I'll just try and study and see what's going on the API page for home security.
Yeah, he said you have to sign up. Let me see if I can sign up and see it. Oh, my apps. Okay, APIs. Let's see. Our home security. I've got a guide. Here's a guide. Did you get to the guides on it?
Jobs, you say, right?
The guides on it. If I go to APIs and I go to Smart Home Security, I just get says join the Honeywell Home Connected Home.
Yeah, it's how it works.
I program.
So, do I click on this button that says how it works?
Maybe, yeah.
Right, yeah, no, I tried that, and, you know, it's a, it just gives you the API call keys, you know, the code, the curl code, but, you know, in order to be able to amend the application and add a banner to it, we need the source code access to the application. And that I doubt
you have. If you go to APIs and go to authorization.
Authorization, you say.
And then go over to Smart Home Security.
Okay.
It looks like.
Okay, I'm there.
Yeah, it looks like there's some. Isn't that some stuff that you would have a resource on? Get activity log. Yeah, resource US. Yeah, that looks like you would know understand this better than I would.
Yeah, but these are, you know, as far as I understand this, these are you know, these are more like the keys. We call them get and put. So these are get and put for you know, four different kinds of functions to you know, to access the app externally, right? It doesn't still give you the access to the source code of the application or, you know, a way to enter code within the application.
Oh, I see. So that's it's just something to send the code via a website or another device.
Right, like, yeah, I mean, externally, you know, accessing the application on the front end and, you know, calling something on your website or a third party, but nothing like, you know, accessing the app back end or the app source code itself.
What if we created our own app that sent those codes to the alarm panel itself?
Well, I am not exactly sure how that's going to work because, you know, if you are selling Honeywell devices and the app is connected to them, then, you know, we have to, you know, since we have to stick to their application, in order to play any kind of ads on their application, you'd need permission and you'd need, you know, the access to the source code. I mean, there's no way you could push ads on their application without access to the source code itself.
Got it. Let me see what I can do with that. Let me check on that, and I'll call you back.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Like, do you have someone who's done this before? I mean, do you have any of your companions in the industry?
No, nobody's done it. There's some apps out there that are compatible that you can send a code through an app that then, like Control 4 and things like that, they have their compatibility that sends the commands to the panel. So let me see what I can do on that, and I'll call you back.
Yeah, I mean, if there is something like that and you're sure about that, then I think Honeywell themselves would be able to, you know, give you the right or, you know, point you in the right direction. And once you have that access, you could give me a call back and we can go from there.
Okay, thanks, man.
Perfect. So, Mr. Hamilton, I'll let you go for now, and I'll leave you a text message from my direct number as well so we stay better connected, and then I'll try and touch base with you towards the end of the day as well. All right?
Thanks.
Perfect. Thank you. You have a great day.